understand it. And then when we're out there on the practice field, we're not thinking too much. We're just playing fast. So we've been able to get a lot of good meeting time in. We've been able to do a whole bunch of walkthroughs before we start practicing, and I think that helps guys out. So when we do our 7-on-7s, when we do team drills, we're playing fast and we're not thinking too much.
Does the fact that you are a veteran and have been around and seen a lot help you in making this adjustment? I would think that it would. As
Definitely.
Opposed to a new guy?
Definitely. After playing for multiple teams, you pretty much learn a lot of the terminology. You learn a lot of the concepts, and I think that's a big deal. So I can pretty much understand what my assignment is in the particular call or defense that we're playing. So with that experience, I do believe that it helps me out. And I think the younger guys, you know, if they have any questions, I try to help as much as I can. But really for all of us, it's new. It's exciting. Like I said, I believe that we have good coaches here. They're great teachers. They take the time to explain what they want from us. And if we have any questions, they go over everything thoroughly. Like I said, we've had a lot of meeting time. We've had walkthroughs. So when we are doing our 7-on-7s and our teams, we feel comfortable. I think everybody's moving fast. We do know that we still have a lot of work to do. So even if we, you know, had a good mini camp, there's still a lot of stuff that we can improve on, and we're looking forward to that.
Sean has spoken about playing on a two-point stance and really feeling like that allows him to use his experience that he's gained over the years, use his brain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel kind of similar in the fact that you get to process more information when you're in a two-point as opposed to being down?
I believe so, and that's something I was speaking with Derek Morgan about, and he was saying, I kind of like, you know, coming out of a two-point stance as opposed to a three, and because of what you say, you do get an opportunity to be up and seeing everything that's going on with offensive formations, and you see the guy that you're rushing immediately as opposed to when you're in a three. You basically have to kind of key your guy in the ball, and you don't really see it until after the snap. You don't see what your opponent's doing until after the snap, whereas if you're in a two-point stance, you definitely have better vision. You can see everything.
And so there are differences there. What about physical differences? Does it give you more room to work with, more ability to use quickness, explosiveness?
Well, I think it just helps out disguise-wise, you know. And you don't, in a three-point stance, you pretty much know, hey, this guy's coming. When you can switch it up a little bit, I think you can kind of keep offense on their heels or the offensive tackle. So being in a two-point stance, to me, it gives you a little bit more of an advantage as opposed to a three in certain situations.
What will you do with the information you gained over this course of this minicamp?
Well, I feel like we got a lot of good work in during this minicamp, but I know that we still have a lot of work left, a lot of hard work to put in before we're ready to go into the season. I think coming into this mini camp, it was great to knock some of the rust off, to be able to get some drops and kind of get back into the motion of things. And not just for myself, I believe for Derek, it's been a good experience. I think we've learned a lot. Coach Spanos really takes the time to explain what he wants out of us and break that down. So when we go out onto the field, we're able to practice fast and not really think too much.